Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Tuesday, the 19th of May. Starting off with Cobra Resources, where the big question in the near term has been how far the stock will retrace before resuming the great April into May rally. At this stage, looking for the floor of a rising trend channel from February last year. That's level with the 50-day moving average at 1.38, so any dips towards that zone regarded as a buy opportunity. If we do find support there, looking for a return to 2 to 2.25 pence, at least initially, which is roughly the area of the 20-day moving average at the moment. The ideal scenario, I suppose, is that the stock doesn't actually trade below 1.5 pence, especially as we've had two tests for support in that area so far this month. New face for the Bulletin Board Heroes today is Empire Metals. Here you can see that the stock has bounced off the floor of a rising trend channel around the 1.1 pence level, so that's the area of the 50-day line as well, 1.08, and holding that double support zone, looking for a top of February trend channel target as high as 3 pence over the next month or two for Empire Metals. A stock which has been rather problematic in the past is Futura Medical, but looks as though had a clean break of 15 pence resistance, post-February resistance on the stock, and at least while we're above the 20-day line and the floor of the channel at 12 pence, looking for a top of December price channel target as high as 30 pence over the next 6 to 8 weeks, and perhaps a bit sooner. On to Hardeed, where you can see that shares have gapped through the 50-day moving average and out of that triangle that's been in place since the beginning of March. Support nominally at the 20-day line at 27 pence and holding that initial target up to 43 pence. Best case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 70 pence, which is the top of a rising December trend channel. New stock for the Bulletin Board Heroes in the form of Hive, which if I can spell the epic code properly. Here we've got the situation where we're just at the bottom of a falling wedge there, around 12 pence, the support line. A very strong bullish divergence, which is the reason for the call today on the stock. And above 12 pence, looking for a journey towards 23 pence, at least initially, which is the 50-day moving average level on the daily chart. On to stock which has been covered several times here on the Bulletin Board Heroes, Mossman Oil and Gas. But the situation of note today is the way we've gapped higher after finding support around the 0.1 pence level. That was support on the way down as well. So it looks like above 0.1 pence, looking for a partial or even full retest of the 0.25 pence post-February resistance on the shares. Nice to see both the 20 and 50-day moving averages starting to pull higher as well. Oriel is a request today, and here you can see that shares bounced just above the 50-day line at 0.29 pence and above the floor of this rising trend channel drawn from November last year. View of this stage is at least while we're above the 0.26 area, which is the floor of the channel, the upside here could be as high as 0.8 pence at the late 2019 resistance line projection. Be cautious on the stock, maybe want to wait to see a weekly close above the 200-day line, currently at 0.36 pence. Stock which was covered and did actually deliver the goods as far as the upside previously was Oxford Biodynamics. Here you can see now it looks like we're at a fresh bullish phase with the break of this January resistance line at 75 pence. End of day, end of week close above that could allow the stock to retest initial 2019 resistance at £1.20. Stop loss at the moment back below the 20-day moving average at 66 pence. New stock for the heroes today in the form of Quicksand. Here you can see that shares have broken this triangle and also recent neckline resistance at a pound, above a pound, looking for basically a support on the way down, which is around the £1.50 level. And that could be seen over the next 4 to 8 weeks, ideally, on that particular situation. Bit of chit-chat on President Energy over recent days. I'm a bit slow to the party, but the break of the 50-day moving average at 1.69 pence could be enough to take the shares up to the top of a rising trend channel from March at 2.5 pence in what looks to be a reasonable recovery situation accompanied by good bullish divergence there. On to SafeStyle, which I think I covered once quite recently. Here we can see that shares breaking neckline resistance around the 27 pence level. Above that, looking for support on the way down, and the 50-day, the 200-day moving average rather, at 46 pence as an initial target over the next couple of weeks. Just a couple of to go now. We've got Salt Lake Potash again breaking neckline resistance there, in this case at 23 pence. Above that, looking for a return towards the 200-day line and support on the way down in February at 35 pence. Last stock of the day is one that I haven't covered for quite a while, Tower Resources, but again, similar pattern to the last three stocks, just approaching neckline resistance in this case, breaking the 50-day moving average at 0.25, and above that we're looking for a gap fill towards 0.4 pence, which was the gap down on the way, the gap down that we saw at the beginning of March. And that's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.